Welcome back, everyone, to Radio Entrepreneurs. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis. I am the host of Radio Entrepreneurs, also CEO and chairman of Mage LLC, management consulting firm. And we continue to stream stories about the new economy and how people are dealing with it throughout our network. And our network includes Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, iTunes, my favorite, Spotify, Google Play, and Stitcher. And our next guest is Justin Kittredge, founder and CEO, iSlide. Welcome.
Welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. Tell us about iSlide. You're a footwear manufacturer, correct, or a maker?
We are. So we make custom slide sandals. We've been in business for about 7 years out of Hyde Park, Mass.
Well, there's got to be more details than that. Do you have a couple of samples beside you? Or tell us how the company was started and what you're doing and what's the status, how you've converted the business during COVID. I know I'm still using my shoes more than ever, just more comfortable.
Good. Yeah, exactly. So I think everyone's trying to get more comfortable these days. So, yeah, I mean, my background was Reebok for 10 years. I left Reebok the end of 2012 and just saw a trend in customization and in slides. Most people call them flip-flops or sandals or slippers, but they're slides, and no one really was doing them together. So you had big companies like Nike and Adidas who were making non-customized slides that were comfortable. And then you had promo companies who were doing really low-end customization that the quality was pretty low end. It took about 3 weeks to get the product, and you needed to buy at least 100 pairs. So kind of the dream was, could we create the most comfortable slide in the world and make one of them and have it in, and someone could have them in a week. And so that was the business model. So we print everything on demand. We manufacture in Vietnam. We print everything here in Hyde Park. And we've grown every single year we've been in business. So we've had a nice little run over 7 years, and COVID certainly tested us for a little bit, you know, back in March about, you know, what our business model.
So tell us a little bit about the how you've adapted through COVID. I know there's a curve of started with shock, PPP loans. Tell us how, you know, the cycle that you guys went through and how you've been able to adapt to it.
So we had a crazy roller coaster ride, to be honest with you. So we, back in March, we actually, we furloughed about 30% of the company. And which was a difficult thing for any business owner to have to do that. But you know, it was at the time when we had no idea what was going on, and we had to do the best, you know, the best thing for the business. So luckily the next month we got that PPP loan. So that was a great win. And the day after, we brought every employee back that we furloughed. So, as a company, that was a pretty big moment for us to be able to bring all employees back. And then, I think people at that point were bored. They were at home. They wanted to be comfortable. And, we had the second and third best months we've ever had as a company in May and June. So we went on a nice little run, for those couple of months. And then, you know, July wasn't as strong, but it was certainly, you know, one of the better months we've had. So, I think people are just trying to figure out, and I think slides are a great product for home right now.
So, tell us, have you changed at all your sales model since COVID?
So it's funny. So, you know, we've had four different distribution channels for the business, and some people who have kind of taken a look at our business recommended that we had too many, that we were trying to kind of be too, you know, to actually be too big for kind of what we were doing and not focused enough, and had too many segments of the business. So we actually looked at all that, and we took their advice, but we didn't really change too much of it. We kind of had our different focuses, but to be honest with you, it was the greatest thing that we had various focuses, because our number one business before, which was our team business, and a team sale is, if you can think of any sport, and at any age, you know, we would put the logo right on the slide. Just like this. You put the logo right there on it, and then you can put people's names or numbers on the side. So no matter what sport it was a great business. And
everybody can have a Michael Jordan, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. Like they all, and all of them. So every, from football, baseball, basketball to dance, cheerleading, gymnastics, the sport didn't matter. Everybody wore slides. And that business almost went to zero because no teams were playing once COVID hit. All teams stopped. And so our biggest business went away, but yet other businesses, so our own online business, tripled, you know, basically overnight. And then any partners that we had that were e-commerce partners also blew up and had, you know, incremental business to kind of make up for it. So the plus minus was much more in the plus, which was great, but we certainly had to just adapt for, you know, for what the new business looks like.
So if this is going to continue for some amount of time, I think people are, you know, Google announced last week that they're going to be keeping people home for at least another year. I think we're going to see a lot more of that in the new economy. Does this play into your strength?
I think so. I mean, so we have production here. So obviously production can't be done from home. So all of our operations team is in every day. You know, so being, you know, obviously very socially distant and for us to try to get the safest place that we can for everybody, but our sales, our marketing teams, you know, a lot of them don't need to come in. And so, you know, we might have some come in every once in a while and we do some events here and there as maybe like the executive board to come together or, various, you know, like teams for various projects, but at the end of the day, it's not, you know, it's not necessary. And I think that it's hard. I think there's one thing, we had a board meeting call yesterday and it's really hard to virtually keep the culture of a company and virtually, you know, have everybody stay as connected as they normally were being in person. But, you know, we got to adapt and we got to find ways to stay connected as much as possible, even though it's not, you know, that, you know, Zoom or anything else. So we got to just find ways to, you know, keep it fresh and keep it interesting, even though we might be all working from home.
Well, keeping it interesting might work from the inside out. Is your team developing any new products again to stay at home, line extension during this time? Since I'm going to be, most of us are going to be home Zooming for the next year or so. What should I be wearing and what can I look forward to?
I love it. Well, certainly you have the most comfortable slides in the industry. So we have, this is called the Mantra. During holiday, we come out with a fur slide too. So this holiday we'll have a fur slide that will be able, that you can also customize. And then, why not socks? So, after 7 years, we decided to expand our product offering. So we now make customized socks. You can see this one right here.
Yeah,
slide or die, right there. They made this pair for me just yesterday. So we just came out with socks, and socks and slides has actually been a trend for a while. Normally, it was like a faux pas to wear socks with your sandals or your slides, but not anymore. Over the last few years, it's become more of a trend to actually wear them together. So we wanted to be the very first company.
The psychologists and psychiatrists always wore their socks with their Birkenstocks. So
that's right. Not,
you know, what?
That's right. And now, it turned a little bit more mainstream. So we wanted to be the first company to actually be able to match your socks and slides for whatever the occasion.
Well, now that my two producers, Nathan and Chris, they've been huddled in their homes for 4.5 months producing, I might have to get some Radio Entrepreneur slides for the two of them to get them comfortable and working, especially Chris. So, listen, Justin, I'm just wondering if somebody's interested in slides and finding you, how would they do that?
So website is islideusa.com. And all of our social handles, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, is all iSlide USA.
You know what? The perfect slide's perfect for me too, because I have an Achilles problem due to tennis. So they tell me that when I'm not playing, I need an open shoe, an open heel.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we have a footbed that actually massages your feet as you walk. So that's why they're so comfortable.
Well, that sounds great. And, you know, hopefully you'll come back again and talk to us again on Radio Entrepreneurs. We want you to show us lots of products, Justin.
Anytime.
Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. We'll be back with more stories.